May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, I guess in a way, if we read the prayer of the week one more time, we could say that's basically the sermon, but not. I'm going to read. The summary, one of the summaries, is division and conflict. I kind of get your attention. Division and conflict within the world, within the country, within our state, within our town, with our friends, and even our family, at school, at work. But also division and conflict within ourselves, between good and evil, right and wrong, holy and sinful, being Christian or not. So the colic reminds us as we pray this morning that Jesus came to us as a human being, a man. Jesus came in humanity to help us move upwards or to rise or to move towards his way of divine living, his divinity. We are to become like him. We are to come to him and imitate him. And he came to us as the example, the perfect example for us to follow. Even in Jeremiah that Bridget read this morning, the prophets, not all of them, but many of them, were not really being good examples of God, God Almighty. They were prophesying about their own dreams. They were not prophesying about God. So God tells Jeremiah, he says, listen to the prophets, because he wanted Jeremiah to prophesy, and he did. He said, listen to the prophets who speak of my word, my holy word, my will and my way. The other prophets, many, were more about themselves rather than God. Even back then, hasn't changed too much. For those prophets, it was all about me, 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 me. Not God, 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 God. So that too is why Jesus had to come. So he came to tell us, and Jesus came to show us, everybody, all people, what God Almighty is truly all about. What his true nature is like, his love, his forgiveness, his desire for reconciliation, and all that he wants for his creation. Now the gospel, that was a good one. Fire. For the Jewish people in those days, basically was the equivalent of the word judgment. But for them, they felt that for themselves, since they were Jews, since they were the descendants of Abraham, that with that being a descendant of Abraham and being Jews, there was no judgment for them. Judgment would not come to them. Well, guess what? That wasn't true. They felt that judgment was strictly for the other nations, all those people, not themselves. Well, they were wrong. So the statement regarding fire really got to those people. And then the baptism with which Jesus was talking about, we know it was about his crucifixion. And that was a shocker, because they wanted a Messiah that was a warrior, that was going to come and judge and destroy all of those other nations, all of their enemies. Jesus came to destroy, but he came to destroy sin. Not anyone in particular. Only sin. So here in the gospel, Jesus was calling everyone then and even now, everyone, to be ready for judgment. So how about us? Do we feel that since we say we're Christians, that that's enough, and then we forget it after that? Do we feel that, oh, well, I went to church this week, that's it, I don't have to do any more, that pleased God, and then we go along and live life as everyone else? Well, no, not necessarily. We are to have faith, but true faith in Jesus Christ. We are to worship Him, serve Him, obey Him, and imitate Him in all the areas of our lives. We are also to be excited about Him and share Him everywhere we go and with everyone that we see. Even the last verse that we sang in the processional was about the church, you know, explaining and sharing about God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. It is our true faith in the Lord, in Jesus Christ, that saves us. But it is a faith of action, obedience, confession, admitting that we sin, but then change. It's a faith of generosity, of giving, of tolerance, of patience, of mercy, and compassion. And most of all, true and pure love of all others, even people we don't really like or care for, and the love of God. Only Jesus Christ can save us. And in this lesson today, in this gospel, He's calling us and reminding us to be aware of that. Jesus questioned their awareness that day, and we can kind of translate it in modern terms, but I'd like to just read that one verse. When you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, "It's going to rain," so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, "There'll be a scorching heat," and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? In other words, how did they not know to interpret the presence of God in Jesus Christ? For the Jewish people in those days, they were very, like, weather-wise. They were very aware of the weather in their own region, but they really weren't aware of what God really wanted from them. God wasn't so important. He wasn't first on the list, and neither was His will or His ways. God wasn't very convenient, and Jesus was reminding them. So for us, how about us? Is God the absolutely first thing in our lives? What are we aware of in our everyday life? Is it the latest fashion? Is it the latest car or truck or motorcycle? Maybe the best sports team or the scores or who's the best athlete? Or is it the number one movie or song or the lyrics to a song? Do we know the TV schedule by heart? Or which is the best seller of all the books? Or which games for Xbox or Sony PlayStation, which ones are best? Do we know how to play them? What do we really know about? What are we excited about? What do we remember? What do we share? Well, we, like the Jews and all others in the crowd that day, all of us and all people need to be aware of the presence of God in Jesus Christ, that He is our Lord and our Savior and our brother and our friend. And we are to be aware of the need, to be aware of our own sin, not the sins of all those other people. Oh, look at all that they do wrong, but our own personal sin. And then we are to repent, we are to change. We are to be paying attention to Jesus Christ, His ways, His divine ways, and His holy will. So for the ending, we might ask ourselves, and it might sound a little bit dramatic, but it's accurate. We will have to decide for ourselves personally whether we follow the Lord or whether we choose to work against Him. Because if we're not following Jesus Christ, His will and His ways, we are actually working against Him. So right today, right now, we can start anew for our Lord, our God, through the power of Jesus Christ and the gift of the Holy Spirit that's inside of each and every one of us. And if you'd like, I'd like to, one more time, read the prayer of the week as the ending. O God, judge eternal, you love justice and hate oppression, and you call us to share your zeal for truth. Give us courage to take our stand with all victims of bloodshed and greed, and following your servants and prophets, to look to the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.